Blog Talk Radio.
What a moment the Lord has brought us through. Such a freedom we have found in him today. I thank God this morning for all of you. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his loving kindness. I thank God for righteous prayers and the prayers of the righteous, which avail much. I thank God that he has allowed us another day to give him praise. So just take a minute and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me and mine. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for all of us, God. Because you didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did. And all we can say is thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, which draws me to thee. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are, an awesome and mighty God. Lord, as we move forward this morning, I ask you to please increase as I decrease, Lord God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight, Lord God. For you are my strength. And you are my Redeemer. You are my Father, God, and I am your humble servant, God. I pray, Father God, that as we move forward in this word today, that it touches someone's heart, mind, and spirit, that they ask, if they don't know Jesus, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be in the kingdom? What must I do to know that I am loved by God? Because I don't know him. But Lord God, today is a good day to give someone an understanding of who you are. So I pray, Father, that this word touches someone's heart, touches someone's mind and their spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, I lift up this mighty word, asking you, God, again, to increase as I decrease. And let this word, Lord, be a sweet aroma to your nostrils. For I do it with love, God. For I love you more than anything. And all I can say is, again, thank you, Lord, for another day. And pray, Lord God, that I will not waste it or throw it away. May I be a blessing to someone today. May I be a blessing to someone today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Giving honor to God, hallelujah, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. And our word for this morning is, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen your heart. And our word is coming out of Psalms, but the text that this word, it makes so much sense, is from our number word, Numbers 13 and 14 today. And to be honest, this is my favorite, my favorite in Numbers, because it tells the story. It explains why the children of Israel wound up in the wilderness for 40 years. You know, this small journey would take a little bit of time, but they wound up 40 years in the wilderness because they chose to be afraid. They chose not to trust God. They chose to do their own thing. and now they're dealing with foolishness and dealing with longevity on things that should not have taken, pushed themselves back years. What should have taken a few months, maybe, days. You know, I've heard many times that it should have been an 11-day trip that took them 40 years because of disobedience, because they weren't ready to go into the promised land. The question is, are we ready? Do we have the courage to make it through our wilderness journey? Are we obeying God to shorten that journey? Are we trusting God that everything is going to work out for our good? So let's get into this word, and it is, say it with me, y'all. It is a great word. I'm saying it because it is a great word. Numbers chapter 13 and 14, and, you know, just obedient, being obedient to God. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. And when we come through this word, you're going to find out, unfortunately, that in this case, two was better than ten. Two was better than ten. And you'll understand when we get to the end of the word. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan. And understand what God does for us many, many times is a test. And this is actually a test. This is a test of, are they going to trust God, or are they going to walk in fear? Now, we've seen all these miracles that God has brought all through their journey, that God has brought them through this journey from Egypt. Yes, they were tested, and many times they failed. But they were always able to get back up because God was there to help them. Now, miracles, signs, and wonders, food from heaven. You know, you wanted food, God gave you manna. You wanted meat, God gave you quail. Whatever you needed, God, you needed water, God gave you water in the midst of the desert from a rock. Come on now. Whatever you needed, God gave you, and your clothes did not wear out. Whatever you needed, God provided. So here, God is getting ready to test. Actually, he's testing the leaders. He's testing the leaders. Because you got to have a good leader to have good followers. You have to have a leader who is courageous and willing to stand up against adversity. Willing to say, I can do it all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things in the Lord, for God is with me. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. I can do this. So let's get into this word. So please join me in Numbers chapter 13. And again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send in to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, everyone a leader. You catch that? Everyone a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of the Lord, all of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. Now these were the names from the tribe of Reuben, Shimeon, the son of Zakur. From the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori. From the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephaniah. From the tribe of Issachar, Ago, the son of Joseph. From the son of Nun, which we also know is Joshua. From the tribe of Benjamin, Piltai, the son of Raphu. From the tribe of Zebulun, Gedaliah, the son of Sadi. From the tribe of Joseph, that is from the tribe of Manasseh, Gedai, the son of Shishi. From the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali. From the tribe of Asher, Shether, the son of Michael. From the tribe of Naphtali, Nibai, the son of Vasai. From the tribe of Gad, Gayu, the son of Micah. These are the names of the men from Moses, whom Moses sent to spy out the land of the land, and Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Joshua. Then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up this way into the south. The land is right. Whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, you are many. Whether the land they dwell in is good or bad. Whether the cities they inhabit or the camps are strongholds. Whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are forests, they are not. Be of good courage. There's that word. Be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the season for the first ripe grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob near the entrance of Hamath. And they went up through the south and came to Hebron, Ahaman, Shishai, and Temai. The descendants of Anak were there. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zion in Egypt. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there. And they returned from spying out of the land after 40 days. That 40 is going to be important. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, but they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There was the giant, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. And so we were in their sight. Now, we all know when somebody brings back a bad report and that we feel we can't do something, we get all silly and unfocused. And we forget what God has brought us to. Lord, I pray we never forget Jesus and what he brought us to, what he suffered for us. Now, as we go back into some life lessons, again, for those that are just joining us, moving forward, Bible is Bible study. And we are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. I'm coming out of the New King James Version. And all I can say is, thank you, Dr. Stanley. Because when you hear me say life lessons, like questions, what the Bible says. These are commentaries from Dr. Stanley. And some of it is mine sprinkled in that God gives me as well. But the majority is from Dr. Stanley. And so as we go back as an overview of chapter 13, verse number 2, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. The Lord has said that he was sending his people into a good land, and now he directs them to send spies ahead to confirm his words. He could have sent them in blindly, but instead he graciously gave them a preview. Numbers chapter 13, verse 28. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. It is always spiritually foolish to focus our attention on the things that the Lord ignores. The Lord has imposition. Most often, our spiritual opponents will be stronger than us, but they are never stronger than the Lord. They are never stronger than the Lord. We got to remember that through our adversity, through our wilderness journey, nothing is too hard for God. Chapter 14. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Now understand, you want to return to bondage. Now the Egyptians ain't feeling you right now. The Egyptians don't want to feel you. They done lost all kind of, they done lost their firstborn. They done lost all kind of crops and they done lost all kind of cattle. They have lost almost everything, including your labor. And then they have lost some of their best warriors in the middle of the Red Sea. So why do you think they want you back with your cursed self? That's what they're going to think. They didn't want them back. And why would you not trust God who has brought you this far, who has not left you, who has given you light and night, and cool clouds in the day? Come on now. But let's keep it moving. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land. But they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. And the congregation said to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle meeting before all the children of Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me? With all the signs which I have performed among them, I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them. And I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. And Moses said to the Lord, then the Egyptians were here, for by your might you brought these people up from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face. Your cloud stands above them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations will have heard of your fame, because the Lord was not able to bring his people to the land which he swore to give them. Therefore he killed them in the wilderness. And now I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, but he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven people from Egypt even until now. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. But truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice certainly shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it, but my servant David, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully. I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Now remember, Caleb was of the tribe of Judah. Okay? He was a Judah child. He was a leader in the tribe of Judah. And again, God is blessing Judah for my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully. I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn and move out into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I've heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. So say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in the wilderness, all of you who were numbered according to your entire number, from 20 years old and above, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. You shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. But your little ones, whom you said would be victims, I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years and bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness, according to the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, for each day you shall bear your guilt 1 year, namely 40 years, and you shall know my rejection. And that is how they wound up with a 40-year journey in the wilderness, is because 12 who went into the promised land for 40 days came back and whined and complained against God. And let's keep it moving here. Now the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation complain against him by bringing a bad report of the land, those very men who brought the evil report about the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, remained alive of the men who went to spy out the land. Then Moses told these words to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly, and they rose early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, here we are, and we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, now why did you transgress the command of the Lord? But this will not succeed. Do not go up, lest you be defeated by your enemies. For the Lord is not among you. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned away from the Lord. The Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up to the mountaintop. Nevertheless, neither the ark of the covenant of the Lord nor Moses departed from the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwelt in the mountains came down and attacked them and drove them back as far as Hormah. Again, you disobey God, and then you're going to turn around and try to act like you can do it on your own. And Moses is telling you, God's not with you. He already told you. He's already given you a command. He's already told you that you're going to be out here for 40 days. Them 10 that came back and told you the bad report, they gone. But you, disobedient, complaining folks, y'all not going in either. 40 years, you're going to die out here in this wilderness. But then they're going to take it upon themselves. Well, we stand against God, so we're going to do what God says do now. Wait. Why are you doing what he told you? Instead, you listened to everybody but God. And you didn't make it in. And then you're going to try to bogart in without God. You can't do it. We can't do nothing without God. How do I focus, keep my focus on God and not on the obstacles in my life? Woo, preaching to all of us this morning. Dr. Stanley, come on and tell us what to do. Fear can paralyze the status of hearts when we perceive a threat to our well-being or an obstacle standing between us and our goals. We often fear that the overall plan for our lives is in serious jeopardy. In those times, we need to remember the promises of God. When the Israelite spies set out on a reconnaissance mission to assess the land of Canaan, they had no idea what they would encounter. It was a great honor to be chosen by Moses for such an assignment, and Moses selected the top leader from each of the 12 tribes for the job. Yet all their training and leadership experience did not prepare them for something so overwhelming. Who had ever heard of a great cluster so huge that it had to be carried on a pole lifted by two men? Who could possibly be prepared for Canaanite warriors so massive they dwarfed the best of Israel's army? It is no wonder these spies felt a whirling mix of emotions as they headed back to the commander-in-chief to give a full report. You can imagine the scene. Moses and Aaron, Moses' brother, gathered the people to hear the news. The spies confirmed that the promised land was indeed everything God said it was. But they focused on what they saw as the obstacles to their taking the land, namely the giants who lived there. They gave an accurate report, but they failed to give the whole story. Only Joshua and Caleb spoke the truth. These faithful men recounted what they had seen and then reiterated in their own words the promises of God that had brought them to this point. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. That protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Numbers 14:8-9. Joshua and Caleb lived to see the promised land God had laid out for them, and not only obstacles standing in the way. The blessings God has in store for you are just as rich. Never allow short-sighted vision, especially one focused on obstacles, to block the far-reaching plan of the Lord. Hallelujah. I trust in God today. Do you trust the Lord to make it through? Do you trust the Lord to give you what you need? Do you trust God this morning? Or are you walking in fear? Are you that 10 or are you those 2? And as we go forth in life lessons, verse number 3, would it not be better for us to return to Egypt, to return to slavery? And I wonder if some of our forefathers felt that way after slavery when they just said, you're free. without education, without a means of support, without anything, but you're free. That many want to go back into slavery because at least in slavery, they sometimes had meals to eat, not encountering the work that they had to do and the rags that they wore. But still, it was better than nothing, I guess. But we know that when you trust God, he will provide, and he has provided for all of us who endured, our ancestors endured slavery over 175 years. We're still here, prospering, doing great things, creating great things, helping this country to be the best country in the world. Our creations are all over the planet. The stoplight is everywhere. The elevator is everywhere. Ironing boards are everywhere. Light is everywhere. Because our ancestors created it through the grace of God who gave vision. And many times they had to give their patent over to someone else because after Plessy versus Ferguson, we were not considered citizens of this great country. We got to pray for God to guide and lead. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. And the children of Israel should have had that in their hearts. I've come this far by faith. Joshua and Caleb had it. But then they allowed fear to overrule God. When we allow fear to drive us to spiritual rebellion, we take a step toward devastation rather than toward the blessings and growth God has for us. Numbers 14:11. How long will they not believe me with all the signs which I performed among them? How easily we forget the many signs of God's love and protection. One great way to drive out unbelief from our hearts is to regularly count the blessings that God has shown upon us. When did you last do this? When did you last thank God for your blessings? Thank God for another day. Thank God for the strength that only he can give. Thank God for the prayer warriors that pray for you. I thank God for the Genesis prayer line. I thank God for the men and women on there that pray for all of us, that pray with diligent prayer for others. Hallelujah. May God bless them. Numbers 14:19. Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt, even until now. Moses appeals to the Lord on behalf of his people on the basis of God's name. That is his reputation attributes. Moses won this battle because he fought it on his knees. Hallelujah. Are you fighting your battles on your knees today? Are you giving over whatever the mountains you are looking at? Are you giving those mountains to God? Hallelujah. Numbers 14:24, my servant Caleb, because he has followed me fully, I will bring into the land. God promised to do for Caleb what he refused to do for the rebels. Why? Because Caleb followed his Lord fully. God assumes full responsibility for our needs when we obey him wholeheartedly. The difference between success and failure comes down to, is the Lord with you and are you with the Lord? Hallelujah. Is the Lord with you or are you with the Lord? Are you doing you? Doing you will mess you up. Come on now. I can speak that. I can't talk for nobody, but I can sure talk for myself. I have messed up many a day because I was trying to do me, and me was all out of whack. Me did not listen to the voice of God because I hadn't discerned and what was the voice of the sneaky snake. And so God has shown me, if it will hurt you, it is not me. If it will help you, it is me. And that's a good way to figure it out. Who's speaking to you? If in the long run, it will hurt you, it is not a God. But in the long run, if it will help you, it is the voice of God. Psalm 31:19-24. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you. In the presence of the sons of men, you shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From the plot of man, you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplication when I cried out to you. Woo! Can you say, thank you, Lord, for hearing my cry? Thank you, Lord, woo, for answering my call. Thank you, Lord, by handling my problems today and every day, because I put my trust in you. And as David said, oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. And our title for this morning is coming from the 31st Psalm, verse 24. Be of good courage. Come on now. That's that Joshua word too. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord. I say it again. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord. Are you hoping in the Lord today? Are you trusting in God today? Are you believing that he will make a way out of no way? Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord today. Proverbs 11:15. He who is surety for a stranger will suffer, but one who hates being surety is secure. Don't be signing them loans for other people. Don't do it. Don't co-sign nothing, because you will hurt in the long run. Because understand, every time you co-sign, you better make sure you have the resources to pay off that debt. Because I can guarantee you, the debt will become yours. You got to trust God. Mark 10:32-52. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, we are able. So Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you despises to be first, desires to be first, shall be slave of all. But even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Can you say with me this morning, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us enough to give your humble love and life for us. He gave it all. He paid it all. He paid it all for us. What a mighty God he is. And what an awesome and wonderful Savior. Y'all know Jehoshaphat get all filled up. And it says, now they came to Jericho, and as he went out to Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And we got to do that ourselves. Many a day when you're going through, just cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And watch God work in your life. Watch the Savior work in your situation. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, arise. He is calling you. And throwing aside the garment, he arose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Hallelujah. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. We got to have a blind Bartimaeus spirit because God gave him back his sight. I once was blind, but now I see. Thank you. We got to thank Jesus, just like the 10 lepers, and only one came back to say thank you. Are you telling God thank you this morning? Are you being courageous today? Are you believing that all things are working for your good today? Trust in God. And our prayer for my 365 days of prayer for life is this deepest desire. Seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Oh, Lord, my hope, I know that all I'm looking for is found in you. When I look for you, I find rest for my soul. I know that you don't work in the same timeline that I do. But I also believe that your ways are better and that your timing is better than my own. Help me to trust you when I start to lose hope. As I look for you, Lord, would you fill me with the deep sense of satisfaction only found in knowing you? I lay down my need for temporal things. I know you care about my physical needs. But there is so much more to life than having every superficial desire met. I don't want to be like a spoiled child that does not realize the goodness of their father because they are so caught up in the commercialist way of always wanting more. And that which does not last, you are not only the source of every good gift, you are the best one. I will let you take care of me like a good father does, and I will press into knowing you through time and relationship. And the question for this morning is this. Do you spend more time thinking about what you need from God, about getting to know who he is? Woo, what a word. That's a word that hits a person right between the eyes. Am I always asking God for something, or am I just sometimes just spending time with him, saying, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the sunshine. I thank you for the rainbow. I thank you for the, because I know that is a covenant with you. And, I mean, I know I found, I got a picture one day on my way to work, and it was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen in my life. It was like the eyes of God looking like a, it started as a rainbow, but then you realize it was a circle. And then on each side of the circle was light. And then in the middle was light. And so it had the vision of a big, huge, double rainbow, which came into a circle with light in between each section. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my life. And it looked like the big, like the eye of God looking down on us. And all I could say was, thank you, God, for giving me this beautiful picture, for giving me your grace. Sometimes you just got to look up and you will see greatness that comes only from God. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was driving and saw the most beautiful layered sunset I had ever seen in my life. It was the most beautiful picture I think I've ever taken. You know, or one of my clouds and cloud pictures. One day I'll do my book. But all I could say was how magnificent and awesome was God that he gave me an opportunity to see his greatness. Are you thanking God today? Are you trusting God today? Are you believing that I am a two? I'm a Joshua. I'm a Caleb. And I know we can conquer everything because I know that God is with me. I can conquer the mountains that are in my life. I can conquer everything because I know my Father goes before me. Say that as a testimony. God is good. I had a leak in my chimney that had to be repaired, and it was quite expensive. And I was praying, and I asked God, I said, Lord, you know my finances right now, and this is expensive. How am I going to pay this? And I heard the voice of God say, I will provide. And God sent every dime plus. Someone said, God came to me and said, God, put it on my heart to give you this money. And it was everything I needed to repair my chimney. And God sent it. God did that. All I could do was cry and shout and say, thank you, God. This person had no idea that I needed that money. And it was like, no, you don't pay me back. God told me to give this to you. God told me, God sent me to give this to you. I've had it for over a year for you. And God told me to give it to you now. Wow. We got to trust God that he will provide. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is know that God will bring you into your promised land. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Be of good courage. Are you courageous today? Are you standing on the word of God today? I stand on his word because I know what my Father warned me. Hallelujah. I know what my God can do. And I will trust in him. And our word from Sister Carolyn this morning, as we get ready to wrap up, is this: good morning. When you put your trust, come on now. All up in the word. When you put your trust in Jesus, he will make everything all right. Come on now. We'll have a wonderful Wednesday. When you put your trust in Jesus, he will make everything all right. Are you putting your trust in the Father and the Son today? Are you trusting God for his grace and his mercy? Are you trusting that God is already? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am filled up this morning. This word just touched my heart. Again, it's one of my favorite words from Numbers, is knowing that, I preached this as a sermon, and my sermon title was, Are You a Two or a Ten? And I tell you today, I want to be in the number two. Hallelujah. Because two, Father and Son. Hallelujah. I want to be that three, filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I am filled up today. I know I am. And all I can say is, if there's anyone that has a word from God that would like to speak, now is the time to call 213-943-3597 or to just push the number 1 on your phone, those that are listening on their phones. Whew, again, just push the 1 if God is giving you something or if you got a testimony. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Pastor Bridget. This is Pastor Jesse. Hallelujah.
Oh,
this
my God. Hold on. I got to present. This is the angel of my touch. I present this on my pastor. And I can't say enough. Y'all have heard me preach on many a day about my pastor. This is my pastor, Pastor Jesse Herring, the angel of the house that I attend, and my mentor and my pastor. So I just got to say, thank you, Pastor, for listening in this morning. I'm filled up. I turn it over to you.
Amen. We just thank God for you, and I just want to encourage you this morning, not only you, but everyone on the line, hallelujah, to continue to stand on the word of God. And I thank God for your faithfulness to God, how much you love God, how much you love his word, how much you love doing his holy and divine will. I pray God blessings upon you this morning, woman of God. I pray that God would keep you covered under the blood. I pray that God would keep you under the shadows of his wing. I pray that God would bless you when you go out, bless you when you come in, bless you in the city, bless you in the field. I pray, that every area of your body that you're healed, from the crown of your head all the way to the sole of your feet. I thank God that he will meet every need as you get ready to move forward, as you move in forward with his word, woman of God. Continue to let God use you for his glory. And not only you, but everyone on the line. And realize and always remember that the Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall ye fear? The Lord is the strength of your life. Of whom shall ye be afraid? When the wicked, even the enemy and the and your foes came upon you to eat up your flesh, God got you. Keep doing what you're doing. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I love you, Pastor Jesse, and I thank God for you. And I pray for you, ooh, Lord God, keep her covered under the blood, God. For she has been your shepherd, God. You have chosen her for such a time as this to be real, to be a leader, to not walk in fear, but walk in faith, God. And I thank you, Lord, for this mighty woman of God who I call my pastor, the angel of the house that I attend that you sent me to, God, to be a help, God. And I thank you. I thank you for encouraging me. I thank you for the love that you give me. I thank you for the chastisement that you send through her, God. Because we grow when we learn, God. And I can do nothing more than say thank you this morning. As your word says for us today, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. God, thank you for us. a strengthened heart today. Thank you for an unhard heart, God. Thank you for a humble heart, God, in this mighty woman of God. I thank you, God, that you have brought us to this day. I thank you, Lord, that we are too. Hallelujah. Because we trust in you. Father God in heaven, as we get ready to depart today, we pray as we pray every day. And as I pray over all of you, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray over you and yours that God may watch over you, that God may bless you, that God may guide and lead you, that you will walk into your promised land, that God is covered through your season of the wilderness, that you will walk in, that you will have the milk and the honey that God has promised you, and that all things are working for good. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Sister Carolyn.
God bless.
Thank you all for listening in this morning as we wrap up, because I got to go to work. And I love you all. Have a great day. Pastor Jesse, all of y'all,
yes.
It's a wrap. Pastor, it's a wrap. Because I know that this woman of God is always willing, ready, available, and presently praying for me as I pray
Amen.
For her and as I pray
Amen.
For all of you. It's a wrap. Have a great day, family. Have a great day, Pastor Jesse. And thank you,
for
joining us, woman of God. We appreciate you. Have a great day. It's a wrap.
You too. Bye-bye.